Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. It is Monday, August 24th, 2015, and you are tuned in to Pull It Together with Eric Black, where we talk about ways to encourage you and lift you up on Mondays, right? Because after all, it's the only August 24th, 2015 that you'll ever have. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's the real deal. So I want you to be able to live it with joy, purpose, intention, and passion, right? All right. So anyhow, hope you guys are having a great Monday and have had a great weekend. I had a great weekend, great time at church yesterday, and jumping into my week here. I've got a busy week in my life coming up. I'm going to make sure that I drink plenty of water, get enough rest, and take really good care of myself so I will be of the highest use to you guys, to the passion, right, to bless and inspire you. I'm a certified holistic life coach, and my practice is called Pull It Together, where I help people get past the things that are holding them back and live the lives that they really were created for, right? So today we're going to be talking about what do you want on your tombstone? I'm not talking about pizza. I'm talking about when we get our exit papers from this life, what do you want the impression to be? What do you want people to remember you by? I think that every soul that's born on this planet wants to do something important because we're created to play a role here and to do our own unique, important things. You know, I believe that. So, it's my goal to make sure that you get to do it not only so that you can participate in life, but that also people will be blessed and encouraged by you, right? So what are your expectations of yourself and your life, right? So it may be a good idea to take out a pen and paper, write down your list, right? You know, give some intention to this. What do you actually want in your life? Bear with me 1 second. Thank you. Think about our expectations of ourselves and our lives. You know, what are they? Seemingly, it's kind of all-encompassing, I imagine. You know, we want a good and fulfilling job or career. Probably a great marriage, right? Some kids, a nice home. Pardon me, a little froggy today. Cars that we like that get us from point A to point B, enough money to live on comfortably, enough space, the stuff that we want, right? But, you know, we're more than just the quintessential prototypical life, right? We don't have a soul, right? We are a soul. We have a body, right? Unknown who the author is. But I really, really like that. I really feel connected with that. Let's go ahead and cast a wider net and look inside. And this is all about, you know, what even my coaching program is and my passion. You know, it's all about helping people really live the lives that they're created to live, right? So I have a 6-month program called Thrive, which is all about getting you to do just that, the Thrive. So in any case, I am very, very easy to reach. You can contact me directly, 513-646-0767, or you can email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. Also, you can check out my website, which is kblack.com. And catch me on Facebook under facebook.com/pullittogether, right? Lots of different ways to connect with me. All right. So, it's really important. And, you know, it's something that you probably don't just do one time. You probably will need to do it, revisit it. I would say, even daily, right? And you might want to tweak your vision every month or so. you know, just revisit it, see what's working, see what's being true for you at the at any given time, because, you know, things will shift and change, you know. There's all kinds of options for us, but depending upon the choices that other people make, depending upon the choices that we make, depending upon how life shifts and changes, maybe our paths will shift and change a little bit. But, you know, I want you to be living at your highest good so that you will bless and inspire others and have a blessed life also, right? So, you know, unrealistic or just plain wrong expectations can do us a lot of harm, right? And we may not even be aware that we are expecting wrong things from ourselves, right? For example, it's really great to be kind and helpful to others, but it's not great to not have the ability to say no when it's necessary to say no, right? It's great to get an A in a class that you're taking, but it might be unrealistic to expect it. And it wouldn't be good to be angry and beat yourself up over getting a B, right? It's good to want to get in shape, but it's not good to expect yourself to work out for hours every day, you know, unless you're a personal or a professional athlete, right? You know, do you see what I mean? Like, even some good goals can turn into unrealistic and harmful expectations sometimes, right? So what is actually an expectation? Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines it as a belief that something will happen or is likely to happen, a feeling or a belief about how successful, good, et cetera, something or someone will be, right? So, you know, here's a question. Should we have expectations? And personally, I shy away from using the term because of all the negative and destructive expectations that people have for themselves and others. However, I think that we can reasonably expect things like our parents to love and care for us, our spouses to be faithful, be able to work on our cars and solve our car problems, right? We can expect to receive decent service and goods for our hard-earned money that we spend. If those expectations aren't met, there may be reasonable consequences for the offenses, like parents might lose their children to foster care, spouses may get divorced, the merchant may have to refund money, et cetera, right? So when you're talking about expectations of yourself, do you expect perfection, that you'll never fail, that you should be able to accomplish 16 hours of work in an 8-hour workday, right? Well, that's not really realistic, is it? Because who among us is superhuman? But if you are, I definitely want to meet you. So, again, call me. 513-646-0767. If you are superhuman, I definitely want to have a chat with you. And also, just to let you know, I offer free strategy sessions in my coaching program. So it's a free coaching session for everyone, right? Free coaching for all. Give me a call. 513-646-0767, because I'm passionate about you, right? All right. So, you know, anyway, chances are pretty good that you are human. You'll make mistakes. You'll run out of energy and not be able to do everything. You know, also, it's really helpful to consider what are your toxic, destructive, and unrealistic expectations of yourself. You know, in order to move forward and live a great life, it's really important that you reset your expectations. You know, instead of soul-sucking and soul-destroying ones when we're way too hard on ourselves, I think we should replace those expectations with reasonably expecting that we will do our very best in all situations. Then if we don't do as well as we want, right, we can expect that we'll be kind, gracious, and supportive to ourselves. Take the noose off your neck. You're the only you that you'll ever have. You know, what if you took care of and supported yourself like you would a child or a puppy? Think about that. I mean, I meet with clients all the time and they go, you know, I'm so good for everyone else, but why can't I do these things for myself? Like, what if you really took care of and supported yourself like you would a baby or a puppy? You're very, very precious. You're very important. And how can you put everyone else above yourself? You neglect yourself. Maybe you take care of the outside, but what about the inside? What about your soul and your spirit? You know, I'm trying to get you to shift here. I'm trying to get a shift in the way that you think about how you care for yourself. Because when you actually start caring for yourself, when you really can make that shift, your life will pop forward. I guarantee it. And that's one thing that we work on really, really hard in the Thrive program also. Getting you past it, getting you into that shift so that your life can actually pop, right? You really jump forward, you know? You wonder, why can't I do this? Why can I be so wrong? Why has it taken so much time? Why am I, you know, 40 or 50 years old and I am not moving forward? You know, it's a great day to start, you know? It's a great day to start beating you, stop beating yourself up, right? And to actually get into taking care of yourself and valuing your life, because that's when things pop, I guarantee it. Anyway, I'm so passionate about that. Call me, get your free coaching session, right? All right. So, you know, think about it. Put some intention into, just sit down and think for 5 minutes. What if I took care of myself like I would a baby or a puppy, right? I think that you can absolutely and reasonably expect you can be good to yourself, a blessing to the world, and able to accomplish, because you are a special and uniquely created work of art, created for great things by God himself. That's what I believe. So when you start expecting these things, you'll change your view of yourself and others, the world, and even your purpose in it, right? So, that leads me to encouraging you to consider some things that society doesn't typically focus on, like authenticity, character, and creativity, right? Authenticity is defined by Webster's Dictionary as real or genuine, not copied or false, true and accurate. I like that on my tombstone, actually, that it was real and genuine, not copied or false, true and accurate, right? So, you know, you might be thinking that authenticity and character are the same thing, but I believe that authenticity can be part of your character, but your character may or may not be authentic, that is, in line with who you actually are inside, the true, accurate, real, genuine, an amazing creation that God created you to be on this planet. This authenticity has everything to do with your spiritual and emotional health, or lack thereof. You spend time feeding your soul and spirit? How about time in prayer and meditation where you connect with God? After all, he is the source of everything, including who you actually are, apart from all the outside stuff, right? So, I'm wondering, do you ever ask God to remind you who you were created to be before the world got a hold of you and stuffed you into some kind of a role, filling you full of everyone else's expectations of who you should be? I'm telling you, the only way to find your true self is to take the time to pray and meditate. You know, I also suggest reading inspiring things, watching epic movies that stir your soul, taking authentic explorations of stores or magazines. We pay attention to what you're actually authentically drawn to. Create a vision board. Those are really great tools also. Other key ingredients are taking time to daydream, imagine, and create. Just think about it. We actually talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about Parenting 101 and a couple of pages that are missing from most parenting manuals, right? And we all know that kids don't come with a manual, but if they did, you know, these pages are usually missing. And one of the things was, well, you know, the two things were, one was how to handle money, right? Kids, just for whatever reason, aren't taught that, and it's very, very important to any adult success, right? And then the other one is that they're not supported to dreaming, imagining, creating, right? Because, you know, no one's more authentic than a child, right? They kind of come into the world that way. They don't put on any filters, and they're fully themselves. They play, their imagination is endless. They love to learn, and they daydream a lot. So, you know, as adults, then, since we've learned how to be a role, right? We've learned how to play a role in the world. You know, maybe a few roles linked together, right? Maybe I'm a wife, a mother, a daughter, a business person. You know, I have a few different, you know, hats that I've sewn together to make my own hat, right? But it's still, it's projection of who I am. It's not really who I am. So, you know, people are really good at, you know, the exterior and projecting, like, whoever, like, people see, and they forget their child inside. They've lost their ability to dream, imagine, create, connect with the wonderful, amazing person that they are, right? And that's why we don't take care of ourselves, because we've forgotten who we really are, you know? So I'm like, find your child, expect to live authentically, because you owe it to yourself. You know, like I say, this is your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. It's the real show. So we want to live it, because when it's all said and done and we're getting our exit interview, I want us to say, hey, you know, I made a difference. I made a difference. I loved well. I lived well. You know what I mean? I think every soul wants to be able to say that, right? So character is defined as the mental and ethical traits marking in them, right? And there, I do hear sirens in the background, and I'm actually sitting outside and broadcasting to you live from beautiful Tampa Bay, Florida, and at Starbucks and Clearwater and one of my favorite places, and just enjoying the beautiful Florida day. So I am getting a little street noise, and I hope that that's not disturbing this show too much. So I apologize for that. But anyway, so everyone, you know, it's important to understand that everyone has their own moral code, and you need to really get clear on what is yours, right? Now, there are certain guidelines and laws, right, of course, in society, but everyone has their own views of what's right and wrong, what you think's okay and what you think isn't okay, right? You know, and when you think it's okay to break the rules, like speeding, right? What's your rule about speeding? Do you go exactly the posted speed limit, or do you think it's okay to go 3 miles an hour past, or 5 or 10? Sure. What's your idea there, you know? You know, it is against the law to go over the posted speed limit, but come on, right? Because everybody does it. But you see what I mean? So, you know, there's a law, even a rule or something, and then it's your interpretation of that, right? You might strongly disagree with someone else's moral code, but even serial killers have their own sense of right and wrong. I mean, everyone does. Everyone on the planet believes that they have their own thoughts on what is right and wrong. If we're honest enough to look in the mirror, sometimes we come to realize that our moral code needs some tweaking. You know, I know personally, and, you know, again, I share things with you. Some of the things, sometimes I share with you what to do, and sometimes I share with you what not to do, right? And I know in my past driving life, suffered a little bit with road rage, right? I'm sure none of you have, right? But, you know, if someone did something that offended me on the road, you know, I'd want to, like, flick my bright lights at them. And so, I mean, I flipping someone off was never my style, right? It was never anything that I got into. But, you know, I know people, I've been in cars with people that have flipped people off, and I'm like, where does that come from, you know? But then, you know, I would, like, pull up behind them and flip my bright lights at them and be my own vigilante. So, you know, same difference, right? But what I found actually to be true about that was that I was kind of making my own, laws, you know, because if someone did something that I did to me, I could easily kind of, you know, let that one slide, something that I wouldn't do that offended me. I was just very, very judgmental about it, right? So it was my own sense of morality, right? Which, you know, like I said, it's not right, but, you know, that's the way it went, right? So anyway, but, you know, I mean, I think we all do that actually, right? So, you know, we might have a particular leniency because it's something that we enjoy doing. Feeding, we like to feed, so we make it no big deal in our immorality, or we get angry and can't control our actions, so we make blowing up at people excusable. You know, I had someone in my life at one point that always used the term, you can find people to co-sign your own bull, right? You find people that, like, have the similar behaviors that you do, so you all excuse it, right? I think there's some truth to that, actually. I don't think that that's always the case, but, you know, definitely we're more comfortable being around people that have the same type of habits and character that we do, right? But what can we do about this clash of character, right? And I'm going to tell you, it's not for the faint of heart. This is only for souls that are really ready to change their destructive behavior. So if you're feeling courageous today, you want to take a step forward, I will say without judgment, like, don't judge yourself, but identify what you're choosing to do and choosing to believe. Identify the motivation behind it, and then make a humble, honest change in your heart and your mind, that you can authentically align your words and deeds with your inner self, your core beliefs, and what you know is truly right. Really, really important. So, you know, I think sometimes our personal moral code is skewed, and we need to examine our motives for what our projected character is. Being true to ourselves and operating out of our abundant hearts. Or are we doing good deeds, hoping that others will like us and be our friends and give us their approval, right? I'm sure I've been guilty of that, doing things just to get the approval of other people. You know, and I've known people who were the greatest people in the world. Everyone loved them, and really when it came down to it, they just wanted to be liked. Like, they were doing all these great things, and their true motivation behind it was not just to do great things for great things' sake or to spread love into the world, but their motivation was, you want people to like them, right? And if that's you, it's not a bad thing, because we all really want that deep down. It's one of our basic human needs, right? Be liked and accepted. But it's a good thing to ponder. Where is your motivation coming from? Are you looking to do good deeds for good deeds' sake, or do you want to just win approval? And that's all part of having healthy boundaries, which we have talked about on the show also. So, you know, I mean, you might commit yourself to things that you're not really comfortable with, and that can be really a problem. Or you may commit yourself to too many things that you don't have time and resources for, and that's also a problem. So being true to yourself and protecting your personal time and resources is really, really important. And we're going to cover creativity here, finding your passion, right? Remember the kids, daydream, imagine, and create. What gives you energy? What are you passionate about? What did you think that you could do all day long and never get tired of it? So, like, math in school, reading, do you even like school, or it's like, you know, hanging outside, you know, or building things with your hands or whatever. You know, everyone's created differently with different gifts, right? I talked about it before. We all work together. You know, not everyone's a speaker, not everyone's a singer, you know, or a movie star, right? In fact, you know, whatever we do for the glory of God, whether it's our vocation or our hobbies, or, you know, if we cook dinners for homeless people, or, you know, whatever love that we sow into the world, if we just kind of walk around and smile at people and, you know, give them encouraging words, or, you know, whatever it is, for a garbage collector. I mean, I definitely appreciate the people that take my garbage away, right? It takes all of us to make this world go round, right? And even sometimes the people that are doing the more behind-the-scenes things are actually more important, because if you think of a body, right, and we've used this metaphor before, it's kind of like different parts of a body, like we're not all an eye, we're not one big eye, right? We're a whole body that works together. So, you know, you could live without your eye, you could live without both eyes, right? But you couldn't live without your heart, couldn't live without a stomach, right? So, you know, sometimes, you know, it's the people that are behind the scenes doing the things that aren't, you know, readily acknowledged, right, that are actually have the most vital role in our world. If you ever feel like you're kind of the bottom rung of the ladder, you might be the most important stability block in the whole system, right? Bliss. How about taking care of other people? How about painting or architecture? You know, here's a good question for you. What did you most like to do when you were 10? Think back to when you were a kid and what really got you excited. You know, I'm a musician and an artist, and I'm also passionate about encouraging people. You know, I'm really passionate about my kids, my family and friends. You know, I'm a life coach, right? Musician, a mother, all kinds of roles. I'm a girlfriend. I've got a great boyfriend for a year now, and, you know, I'm striving to be the most excellent partner to him that I can be, you know. But if I'm not using and participating in my gifts and not connected to my family and friends, I'm miserable. So I have to be involved in music. I have to be involved with people that I love. If not, I get sad because I'm just not using my gifts. You know, it's like I've put a part of me, a really important vital part of me, asleep, you know. Probably everyone listening here can understand that feeling, right? You know, many, many smart, creative people experience this very thing because they were sold a lie somewhere along the line that they couldn't make a living doing what they love. So they sold out and got a quote-unquote normal job. They're miserable. And I absolutely do believe that you can make a living being yourself and doing something that you love. Sometimes you need to the job that makes the ends meet for a while. Your 40-hour-a-week job is, you know, staring at an assembly line, looking for errors, and your passion is interior design or something. And I would suggest that you pursue your career in interior design while keeping your money-making full-time job until you can afford a switch, you know? That you need to make some time to do what you're passionate about. You know, even get a hobby, take a pottery class, join a cycling group, participate in Habitat for Humanity, any way that you can participate in your creative passion, happier and more fulfilled you will be. Interact with others. You know, give stuff away. Give your gifts away. You'll never be sorry, and the benefits are endless. But we are running out of time again. It happens every week. I just get on a roll. But, you know, really, it's important. Make it count. This is your life every day, every minute. It's Monday. Live Monday. Don't just go, oh, I wish it were Friday. Live today. It's a gift, right? I love you guys. Thank you for joining me. Call me for your free coaching session, 513-646-0767. Have a great week, everyone. See you next time. Bye-bye.